Previously on Left Behind.
Those of us here were treated to Leon Fortunato's account of last night. According to his testimony, I brought him back from the dead.
You think you might be the Messiah?
I have not ruled out the possibility.
Putting a duplicate shelter in yard has proven more labor-intensive than I expected. Is it possible?
Scuba gear.
Really?
Return in 1 month and it will be here.
A month?
I cannot guarantee it any sooner.
Chloe, she's alive?
Based on Soul Harvest, the fourth book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 40 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Finish here and get right on it. Yeah, no problem.
Hey, help me out here. Just a couple of questions.
You gotta make it quick.
Right. Now, what did she say, this Miss Cavanaugh?
Said she thought it was a tornado, ran to the basement, which is the last place you want to be in an earthquake.
But she survived.
Right there, see those two openings, one up here and the other in the back?
Yeah.
Well, that's one long room. First, she ran to the front. When the house shifted and glass blew from that window, she ran to the other end. Wound up in the only corner of the house where she would not have been killed. Freaky.
What about the woman she saw?
Yeah, she mentioned a young woman ran out of the house. I made some notes somewhere. Here. The lady jumped in her car, then for some reason drove back into the garage. Probably saw what the road was doing out there.
Well, then what?
Then she saw the woman come out a side door of the garage and run through the backyard.
Listen, I'm pretty sure that was my wife.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Well, do you have any more details?
Didn't write any down. You could talk to this Mrs. Cavanaugh if you'd like.
Where is she?
About 6 miles east of here, in a shelter.
Listen, can you tell me exactly where this place is, please?
Mr. Williams, I gotta tell you, you shouldn't get your hopes up about your wife.
This is the first hard proof I have. Don't tell me not to get my hopes up.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
So your daughter made it back from school, but apparently she didn't buy into it like you did?
I tried to force her, but she was tough, analytical, the way I was.
So what swung you?
I dug out the number for the church Irene went to. Get this. The pastor had left a tape.
Tape? What do you mean a tape?
A videotape, describing what had just happened.
You mean he had the whole thing figured out?
Oh, yeah. Just about anybody who was raptured knew it was coming. They didn't know when, but they looked forward to it. That tape really did it for me.
I wouldn't mind taking a look at it.
Well, if the church is still standing, I might be able to track down a copy.
Come on. Well, at least I got something. Maybe Doc got on the internet. Let's see. Come on, Ray. Come on, be there.
It's not mine, must be yours.
Yeah. Steele here.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? If you can, call me back. I'm in the air. Can't hear anything. If you're family, call me right back in 20 seconds and make this phone ring. Otherwise, call me in about... how long?
ETA 90.
90 minutes. Should be on the ground by then.
Global Community Weekly, we're closed. Unless this is an emergency, please leave the line open.
This is Buck Williams from Chicago.
Oh, yes, Mr. Williams. You got the word then?
No. What do you mean?
You haven't been in touch with anyone in Chicago?
No, the phones just came back up here. I've got no answer at the office. Have you heard something?
Mr. Williams, the building's gone.
What?
Most every staff member's confirmed dead. Sorry. Secretary and intern survived and checked on the staff. They never reached you?
I wasn't reachable.
Well, it's a relief you're okay. You are okay?
Well, I'm looking for my wife, but I'm all right.
Two survivors are cooperating with the Tribune. They set up a webpage. You can plug in a name and get a status report. I'm the only one on the phones here.
Well, how about the North American staff?
I'm online right now. We're about 50% confirmed dead and 40% unaccounted for. It's over, isn't it?
For the weekly, you mean?
What else would I mean?
Well, you might have been referring to Mankind.
It's pretty much over for Mankind, too, wouldn't you say?
Looks bleak. But it's not over yet.
Maybe. Look, I gotta get these.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks. Let's see. Global Community Weekly. There we go. And person search. Chloe Williams. Come on, come on, come on, come on. No known whereabouts. Huh. Okay. All right. Sion Ben Judah. No known whereabouts. Good. All right. Rayford Steele. GC Senior Administration. Come on, come on. Confirmed alive. Yes! Good, good. Global Community Temporary Headquarters, New Babylon, Iraq. Excellent. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Amanda Steele. Czech Airlines. Pan Continental. And International. Amanda Steele. Oh, good. Here we go, here we go. Subject confirmed on Boston to New Babylon nonstop. Reported crashed and submerged in Tigris River. No survivors.
I have to admit, a lot of it was just plain logic. On the video, the pastor talked about everything that had just happened, what we were going through, and what we were probably thinking. He had me pegged. Then he answered my biggest question. Did I still have a chance?
And?
He said there would be people who believed during the time after the rapture. And I was ready. I wanted to tell God if the rapture had been his last attempt to get my attention. It had worked.
So then what? You had to do something or say something?
Well, on the tape, he walked us through what he called the plan of salvation. Pretty simple, really. It starts with, everybody's a sinner. Well, I'd always compared myself to others. Felt pretty good, but next to God...
Now, that's one thing... I don't have much of a problem with Ray. I mean, between the 12-step programs and the X, you tend to get a handle on who you really are, you know?
Yeah. Well, one of the verses said there's no one who's righteous, and that all have gone astray or sinned. Then he said a holy God had to punish sin. But the holy God is also a loving God. So he provided a solution. Jesus, God's Son. The only man who ever lived without sin died instead of me. He served the time for my sin. All I had to do was believe that, repent of those sins, and receive the gift of salvation.
All right, so how does it work? I mean, how do you know when you've done whatever it is God wants you to do?
On the tape, the viewers were given a prayer. Confess to God that you're a sinner and that you need forgiveness. Tell him you believe Jesus died for your sins and that God raised him up from the dead. Then accept his gift of salvation and thank him for it.
Well, I appreciate you telling me. Finally. It is quite a story. And I can see why you believe, and no doubt it works for you, Ray. I just want to be careful not to rush into it. You know, emotions and everything.
I understand.
So, you're not going to take it personally if I sleep on this?
Excuse me, I'm looking for Mrs. Kavanaugh.
Try one of those cots over there.
Thanks. Mrs. Kavanaugh. Mrs. Kavanaugh?
Hey, buddy, over here.
Oh. Yeah, do you know her?
That's her right there. Can't you see she's asleep?
Sorry.
Hey, I need a smoke. You got any cigarettes?
No. No, excuse me, has she been awake at all? Sir.
Leave me alone, will ya?
I just hope there's no aftershock or attack that might get you killed. You can be assured of heaven,
Ray,
right now.
Ray, are you pressuring me here or what, huh?
Sorry. You're right. Sleep on it, Mac. I'll see you in the morning.
All right.
Captain Steele, Officer McCollum, you are requested in the Central Command area.
Fortunato. I wonder what Leon wants at this time of night.
Leon? Listen, I trumped you, Ray. I went a meeting with Carpathia.
Doc. Doc, good news. I have reason to believe Chloe's alive.
Wonderful news,
yeah.
Cameron. Do you know where she is?
Well, no. I'm following a lead, though. How about you?
I am doing well. I have been able to get on the net.
Oh, good.
And I have more reason than ever to get back to Israel.
Doc, we'll have to talk about that. I still think it's too dangerous. And I don't know how we get you there.
Cameron, there is news all over the internet that one of Carpathia's top priorities is rebuilding transportation networks.
Yeah, well, they sure did a number on the communications lines.
Where are you now?
I'm at a makeshift hospital. I'm hoping to talk with someone who saw Chloe just after the quake started.
Oh, good. Keep me informed.
Yeah, okay, I will. And I'll be back as soon as I can. And I might just have Chloe with me.
Oh, I will pray.
Mrs. Kavanaugh? Mrs. Kavanaugh, can you hear me? Okay, let's try another call.
Captain Steele, come in.
Excuse me, Leon, this could be family.
You cannot take calls in here.
Well, I'm going to. I have no information about my daughter and son-in-law.
I mean, you're technically not able to receive phone calls in here.
Steele, hello?
We are way underground and surrounded by concrete. Think, man.
All right. You've got my full attention.
I have more than one reason for asking to see you. We have information on your family, at least part of it.
My daughter?
No, your daughter is unaccounted for. However, your son-in-law has been spotted in a Chicago suburb.
Unharmed?
To the best of our knowledge.
And what's the state of communications between here and there?
I believe those lines are open, but of course not from down here, unless you use our equipment.
I'd like to call him as soon as possible to check on my daughter.
Of course.
Anything else?
Yes. One of His Excellency's most trusted international advisors has arrived from Israel. I'm sure you know of Dr. Chaim Rosenzweig.
Of course, but His Excellency?
Captain Steele, I have been meaning to talk to you about protocol. You inappropriately refer to me by my first name. Sometimes you even refer to the potentate by his first name.
And yet you're using a title that's been limited to religious leaders and royalty for Carpathia. Potentate Carpathia.
Yes. And I believe the time has come to refer to him in that manner. The potentate has contributed more to world unity than anyone who has ever lived. He is beloved by citizens of every kingdom. And now that he has demonstrated supernatural power, Excellency is hardly too lofty a title.
Demonstrated these powers to whom?
He has asked me to share my story with you.
I've heard.
From me?
From others.
Then I won't bore you with the details. Let me just say that regardless of the differences you and I have had, because of my experience, I am eager to reconcile. When a man is literally brought back from death, his perspectives change.
Mrs. Kavanaugh. Mrs. Kavanaugh?
Oh, you. You were gone, weren't you?
What?
Oh, you're from next door. You and your wife lived with Loretta, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we did.
But you weren't there yesterday morning.
No, I wasn't. You're right.
Mm. And your wife? Is she all right?
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. Are you up to it?
Oh, I'm all right. I got the dickens scared out of me, but... Oh, I'll be okay.
Well, would you like to take a walk?
Oh, there's nothing I'd like more. I'm not going anywhere with a man unless I know his name.
Sorry. Buck Williams.
I knew that. I never met you, but I met your wife, Corky.
Chloe.
Oh, right. Should have remembered. Well, come on. Help me out.
Sure. Here you go.
Hey, lady, you got any cigarettes? I could use a smoke.
Come on.
I already told this to one young man. I thought all the racket was a tornado. So I ran to the basement. I went to the window to see if there was a funnel cloud. It was bright and sunny, but the noise was getting louder, and the house was banging all around me. That's when I saw your wife.
Where exactly?
At first, all I could see was the sky and the trees. My late husband kept a stepladder down there. I climbed just high enough so I could see the ground. That's when your wife came running out, carrying something.
What was it?
Don't know. Whatever it was more important than putting something on her feet. She was barefoot.
Mrs. Cavanaugh, where did she run to?
To your car. It's stupid, but I hollered at her. You don't want to be outside, girl. She finally got in and started it up, and that's when everything broke loose. I swear one of my basement walls actually moved. That car started to move, then the biggest tree in Loretta's yard tore itself right from the ground, roots and all. It took half of Loretta's yard with it, and it sounded like a bomb dropping in the street right in front of her car. She backed up, and the tree on the other side of Loretta's yard started to give way. I was still yelling. I was sure that second tree would land right on her. She jerked left, and the whole road twisted up right in front of her. If she'd pulled onto that pavement a split second earlier, that street flipping up would have tipped her over. She whipped around the first tree and raced right up the driveway into the garage. I was cheering for her. I'd hoped she'd have enough sense to get to the basement. Then I heard everything crash to the floor like the whole house was coming apart. Well, of course it was, and I finally got it into my thick head. This wasn't a tornado. I ran to the other end of the basement. That's when my front room furniture came right through the floor. I stepped over the sump pump and pulled myself up onto the concrete cutout for the window. I don't know what I was thinking. I screamed bloody murder out that window. She came out the side door white as a sheet. She went running to the back as fast as she could go. That was the last I saw of her. Then the rest of my house fell in and, well, here I am.
Mrs. Cavanaugh, I'm glad you're all right.
It was pretty exciting. I hope you find your wife. Mm.
Do you remember what she was wearing?
Oh, yes, it was a white, maybe off-white top. And slacks, I think.
Ma'am, you have been a big help. Thank you.
Dr. Rosenzweig asked about your well-being, Captain Steele.
I hardly know the man, Supreme Commander Fortunato.
Commander is sufficient, Captain.
You can call me Ray.
I could call you Private.
Hey, good one, Commander.
You're not going to bait me, Captain. As I told you, I'm a new man.
Brand new, if you really were dead yesterday and alive today.
The truth is, Dr. Rosenzweig next asked about your son-in-law, your daughter, and Sion Ben-Judah.
Excuse me. Excuse me, are you Ernie?
Yeah?
Now, I was told you're in charge of the transfer of patients between shelters.
What can I do for you?
I'm trying to locate someone.
You and the rest of the world. There's so many, it's hard to know where to start.
Start here.
Let me see. Your daughter?
My wife.
Good for you.
I was told she escaped from our house before the quake leveled it.
Show me on the map.
Here you go. There's the church. Here's Loretta Street. It was right here.
Not good. The global community has pinpointed several epicenters. That part of Mount Prospect was close to the epicenter for northern Illinois.
So it's worse here?
Yeah. This is pretty much the worst of it in the state. There's a mile stretch from right here all the way to here. Major devastation.
Whoa.
She wouldn't have been able to get through that.
Well, where could she have gone?
Can't help you. Tell you what I can do, though. I can blow her picture up and fax it to the other shelters. That's about it.
Well, you know, I'd be grateful, Ernie. Thanks.
Okay, give me your name and all the vitals.
Chloe Steele Williams, 22-57-125. Blonde hair, green eyes. You know what? She was probably barefoot. Might be wearing a white outfit.
We'll get on it.
Great, great. And here. Here's how you can reach me.
Okay. You know not to get your hopes up, right?
Too late, Ernie.
I'm sorry, sir. You'll have to have permission from a superior to use a secure outside line.
I'm trying to reach my family.
Sorry, sir.
Look up my level of clearance.
Sir, those are my orders.
How long will you be here?
Another 20 minutes, sir.
Commander Fortunato, sir. A request.
Certainly, Captain Steele.
I need permission from a superior to use an outside line.
And you're calling...
My son-in-law in the States.
Mr. Williams.
I'm trying to find out about my daughter.
Yes, Captain. You may use the phone. Take all the time you need, and best wishes on finding everything okay at home.
Any idea who she is?
No idea at all, Doctor. She showed up on one of the transports from the Chicago area.
Do you have the lab results?
No x-rays or MRIs, of course. This is the blood work.
Thank you. Let's see if she responds. Miss? Can you turn on your side? Looks like she has multiple fractures. There may be internal bleeding. I'm not sure she's up to it, but that ankle needs surgery. Has she been conscious since she's been here?
For a few minutes, but she was unable to communicate.
Miss? If you can hear me, squeeze my hand. Miss? Oh, nothing. All right, where are we with naming?
Oh, I've been through the alphabet several times with all the unidentified does.
And we use a descriptive term.
Did you notice this?
Oh. Interesting. Good catch. If she lives, it looks like she'll be having company. Right. Oh, very strong. Good. Good. All right. Call her Mother Doe.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Soul Harvest by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Busteen. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.